Good morning, my friends. We continue today with the four elements of true love as spoken about and taught by Thich Nhat Hanh. These elements, as practiced with mindfulness, bring about a deep healing and a transformation to our lives. And when practiced, they are immeasurable. They will grow in you every day. And as they do, these elements will come to embrace more and more of the world around you. This is what we might call true love. The second element of true love is compassion. Building on the first, if we know our own suffering, then we can understand the suffering of others. As we love and take care of ourselves, we are able to be much more loving and caring towards others in a way that is free and open. Mindfully, we look into the river of our feelings to see how each one of them came to be and what has been preventing us from being happy and loving, and doing our best to allow these to transform. Learn to question your perceptions. If you've ever noticed, as I have, those who suffer the most, including myself, when I am suffering, have many wrong perceptions and attitudes. We have to know our wrong perceptions. It's like seeing a snake in a dark room and you panic, but when your friend shines a light on it, you see that it is only a rope. And your wrong perception caused you to suffer. Thay suggests that each one of us write in a beautiful way the sentence, "Are you sure?" on a piece of paper and tape it to your wall. Are you sure? And so compassion is the ability to look deeply at our own perceptions and misperceptions, to ask ourselves in a given day, where did my love make a difference today? Where was I able to be free and welcoming? And what did I notice? Then, in compassion for either myself, someone else, or at its fullest for the both of us, experiencing the conditions of this life together. If you're not already seated, please do so and allow your eyes to close and your breathing to be soft and embracing, giving life to your body. Your breathing is a compassionate force. It knows exactly what you need, and it operates on its own to give it to you, one in-breath and out-breath at a time. Notice this as you breathe. About compassion, Thay says, the second element of true love is compassion. Compassion is the capacity to understand the suffering in oneself and in another person. If you understand your own suffering, you can help them to understand their suffering. Understanding suffering brings compassion and relief. You can transform your own suffering and help then to transform the suffering of the other person with the practice of mindfulness and looking deeply. But we do not need to suffer in order to remove suffering from another person. Just like physicians, for instance, can relieve their patient's suffering without experiencing the same disease in themselves, as we develop compassion in ourselves, we become more able to look with the eyes of compassion and listen deeply to the cries of the world. Says Thay, compassion contains deep concern. You know the other person is suffering, so you sit closer to them. You look and listen deeply to them, and so to be able to touch her pain genuinely in a way that says, I see you, I hear you, I am here for you. And this deep communication and communion alone can bring great relief. In the second element of true love, we say, My darling, I know that you suffer, and I am here for you. One compassionate word or action can give comfort and confidence, destroy doubt, help someone avoid a mistake, reconcile a conflict. One action can help a person take advantage of a rare opportunity. And one compassionate thought can do the same, because thoughts always lead to words and actions. As Thay says, with compassion in our heart, every thought, word, and deed can bring about a miracle. Compassion is being able to be there for the people that we love, even when it is hard. In doing this, we must know and love ourselves exactly as we are, and extend that loving kindness to be present with them. My darling, I know that you suffer. That is why I am here for you. If we learn the ways to practice love and compassion, we will know how to heal the illnesses of anger, sorrow, hatred, and loneliness. Crushed by it, feel helpless within it. He says, later I discovered that the Buddha has enough understanding, calm, and strength. That is why the suffering does not overwhelm him. He's able to be present to suffering because he knows how to take care of it and help to transform it. One might easily say that Jesus did much of the same thing, with understanding, calm, and strength, saying to his disciples and followers, I am here for you. I will be here for you always. I will never leave you. This is the second element of true love that we call compassion. Compassion is free from attachment and aversion, which come naturally to human beings from the moment of birth. Attachment, possessiveness, trying to direct another person's life, even for very good purpose and desire for better. An attachment to this is not compassion, and in fact, it obstructs the flow of compassion. And without mindfulness, that attachment almost always becomes aversion, judgment, feeling unappreciated, or other things that our egos come up with that are about us, not about a compassionate response to ourselves and to others. Compassionate to our own limitations, compassionate to our own capacity to love freely, compassionate to the suffering in another and in all living beings. The seeds of true love, loving kindness and compassion, are seen as already there in our store consciousness. We're born with all those seeds. And through the compassionate practice of deep looking in ourselves and in the other, we say, my darling, I know that you suffer, and I am here for you. Imagine hearing those words when you are suffering and feeling alone, invisible, or scared, or angry. And hearing those words, my darling, I know that you suffer. That is why I am here for you. As you sit alongside, look into the eyes and speak clearly but gently. My darling, I know that you suffer, and I am here for you. See the ways you can take this with you today, my friends. I imagine you'll come across an opportunity. Namaste. Amen.